This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is on assignment. Secretary of State Colin Powell is headed to Jerusalem, where he has a working dinner tonight with Israeli Foreign Minister Sylvan Shalom. On Sunday, Mr. Powell is meeting with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. He's hoping to spur momentum toward the latest Mideast peace plan, known as the Roadmap. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, hi.
Hi, Linda.
President Bush sent Secretary Powell on his way yesterday with a speech announcing renewed commitment to the peace process and economic incentives, a U.S. Mideast free trade area. What can we look for to come out of these meetings in Jerusalem and in Ramallah?
Well, the talk of significant progress toward peace this weekend, which was never very widespread here, is now barely a whisper. Analysts and officials here are saying that Secretary Powell may elicit some positive statements about the roadmap itself from Mr. Sharon and Mr. Abbas, but it seems unlikely that we'll see any dramatic first steps. And we have to remember that beyond the stated goal of an independent Palestinian state by 2005, there is not a lot new in this roadmap. Most of the elements are known to both sides, as are the arguments for and against them. And if there's been any groundwork laid for a real breakthrough in this visit, it's been extremely well hidden.
Is there enthusiasm on either side for this visit? The mood in Israel and in the West Bank certainly seems far less hopeful than it was when Mr. Abbas took office, and that was just a few weeks ago.
Well, that's right. I guess you'd have to say there is enthusiasm among supporters of the peace process on both sides, but then that's a much smaller group than it was just a few short years ago. It is generally agreed that only the U.S. can exert the kind of pressure needed to force the sides back to the table. But as Mr. Powell often says, Israel and the Palestinians have to be committed to the process for it to work. Now, what we've seen since the release of the roadmap is, well, basically more of the same. A Palestinian suicide bombing that killed Israeli civilians, Israeli military incursions claiming civilian lives in the Gaza Strip, and Israeli assassinations of Palestinians and home demolitions that continue despite criticism from the Bush administration. And Israel says they cannot change these policies until Palestinians rein in their armed radical factions. Palestinians say the Israeli tactics are making such a crackdown impossible, although it isn't clear that Prime Minister Abbas would have the ability or the stomach for a real fight against Hamas in any event. Now, you look on the Israeli side and you see the pro-settlement members of Mr. Sharon's coalition right. Getting louder and angrier, and his ability to make the painful concessions is a real concern.
So, expectations rolled back. Is there any chance that Mr. Powell will generate anything that looks like progress?
There's always hope of that. Prime Minister Sharon is, after all, going to meet President Bush on May 20th, and Secretary Powell might be able to lay some groundwork here for that visit. Prime Minister Abbas will be invited to Washington at some point, and Mr. Bush's personal involvement could really be a help. Realistically, in this climate, any steps in the right direction, however small or symbolic, are likely to be welcomed.
Thanks very much, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking from Jerusalem. Thanks.